I do want to start off by just saying thank you to you all for the job you all are doing, and also your commitment to safety and health. In all my speeches, I talk about the bottom line. And the bottom line that I talk about, however, is what I think is actually should be the main bottom line for every company in the United States, for every employer in the United States. And that's making sure that your employees go home safe and sound every night for their families and loved ones. And it's important. And so what you all are doing and what you all are doing here today and this, while you're at the conference, and also what you've been doing as an association for that, demonstrates to me and tells me that you really do care about your employees, that you recognize that they are a resource. They are the resource for you. They're not a liability on the balance sheet. They are actually an asset on the balance sheet, and that when all is said and done, that's what is so much important to be, that when all is said and done, that what you're going to do from a business standpoint, whether your business is going to be successful or not, is going to depend on how good your assets are working for you and how safe they are, because if they're not safe, you know what happens then. They get injured. And unfortunately, in your industry, you were in a very dangerous industry. If they make a mistake, if they're not safe, there's a possibility that, a strong possibility that you get killed. So it is important that we work on the bottom line. And if we work on that particular bottom line of making sure they get home safe and sound every night to their families and loved ones, then we can be assured that our other bottom line, our financial bottom line, is also going to show a positive benefit. And so, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that and some of the things you're doing, but I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, because you are working a lot with us on a lot of different things. About a year ago, a little over a year ago, that I signed, we signed a partnership with Nate to work together to identify those safety and health hazards that were prevalent in your industry, and to bring your expertise and our expertise together to solve these problems. And it has been a successful partnership. I got briefed yesterday on the partnership and what we've done and what y'all have done as part of this partnership. And with your association and partnership. And nearly 100 companies are actively participating in this partnership now. And that's going to be beneficial. And we've focused on establishing inspection and self-audit checklists. It's one of the things that we've worked together with and we've come up with. And one of the things we established, too, was that we developed in our ACOS, which is our construction advisory committee that we have, OSHA has. What we did was we established a tower of work group within that group to help us provide information, to give us your expertise once again, to have that input we need when we're developing construction standards or just general safety and health standards that are going to impact on in your industry. Because you have a really specific, you have a the type of work you do is somewhat unique. Well, it's very unique. And I've dealt with your industry, and so I know why this is so important, and that's why I'm so glad that we got involved in this. And when we were talking, when I originally talking with all the members of the executive committee and the association, and telling them about maybe we really get into, we have to do this partnership, work into this partnership. It was kind of a personal thing for me. Because before I had this job, I was a lawyer. Don't hold that against me. I practiced in a law firm, a management labor law firm, in Jackson Lewis. And I headed up their OSHA practice, and I did a lot of different types of work. And I worked with a lot of different companies. And one of the industries that I worked in was the tower erection. And I worked with a number of tower erector companies. And one time I handled for them, unfortunately, a fatality. And that particular, I've done a lot of fatality investigations. I've worked on probably more fatalities, that's what many lawyers in the country, I've done over 200 OSHA fatalities last week. But I have to say that that particular one is etched in my mind very deeply. Quite frankly, I can still see right now the pictures in my mind of the person that died. And it was a person who tried to help somebody, a newer employee, as they were bolting up one of the cell towers. And he hooked his lanyard on one of those pegs that sticks out that he used to climb the top. And he was swinging over, and moving over to help that person get his bolts into place. And the thing just slid off. Hey, and he fell. And there were pictures of it, of the fatality. And I can still see them right now. So it is important. It's personal to me, what you all are doing. And that's why I'm here. That's why, I tried to get here last time, it stopped me last time, and it almost stopped me this time. But I am glad to be here because this is important. But I really do appreciate, and I know that through the partnership, we've been trying to, we've sent letters out to all the major owners, carriers, general contractors, asking them that they adopt a 100% fall protection for all of our work sites. And that's what it's going to take to get to zero, where we're going to do what we got to get to. Because that has to be your goal. That has to be the goal of every employer in the United States. We have to focus on eventually, the ultimate goal has to be getting to zero in injuries and illnesses and fatalities. Now, you may have to set interim goals to achieve that, but I promise you that you can get down there because I've seen the companies get them. And actually, I'm going to talk a little bit about some companies that, in your industry that have already have worked at that thing. But let me mention some of the other stuff that the partnership has worked on, and I'm hoping that you are familiar with these things that we've done because they are beneficial to your organization, to your company, to your business. And it is important because not only thing, it helps on hitting that bottom line again that we got to do, making sure they go home safe and sound every night. But it also is going to help you on the reducing your injuries, illnesses, and hopefully eliminating any possibility of fatalities. Which in turn will do what? Reduce your workers' comp costs, which will make you more profitable, more competitive. And what it also does is it helps if we do all this, and if we can do all the companies in the United States, it means that we'll be keeping more jobs here in the United States. And we just have to look at the newspaper this morning, I guess, talking about General Motors and the problems they have. How important it is that we do whatever we can do to make sure that we remain profitable, competitive, that we can keep jobs here and there. So all what you're doing is, but one of the things that we've done as part of the partnership was to develop a specific industry-specific training courses. We have the OSHA 500 train-to-trainer course, and we also have 30-hour and 10-hour courses on tower erection. And through that program, we've done basically 20,000 hours of training, and we've trained over 1,200 employees on tower erection and safety and health. And so we have to work on that. We have to make sure that we're utilizing that. Those things are there. They're available for your people to be. So if you've not had your safety person or your HR person who's responsible for safety to go through train-to-trainer course, you need to look at that and see what we can do. And if they've not been through the 30-hour or the 10-hour course, if your supervisor has been through the 10-hour course at a minimum, then you may need to do that. I did want to mention or acknowledge Jocko Vermillion out of our Cleveland area office. He's one of our best tower experts that we have. And I know he's been working very closely with Nate on developing some of these programs. And I do appreciate it. I don't know, is Jocko here? Oh, there he is. And then look, I didn't know that there was a kind of, they ran me in from the car right into the southern city. Well, I'm glad you're here, but thank you, Jocko. The thing that, the nice, you know, Jocko is doing things for us, for your organization, for your industry. He saved probably a lot of people's lives with some of the things that he's helped us, and we appreciate that. The people that are not injured because of some of the things that he's done, and I appreciate that very much. And I know, and I appreciate your involvement, and I know that Rob Edlund, our Cleveland area director, has devoted a lot of time also to improving that. We deeply appreciate his service on that, your service on that. And Rex Morgan, is Rex here? Oh, there he is. Come on. There's 2,200 people in OSHA. I don't know everybody. I try, but I wish. So thank you, Rex, for being here, too. And I appreciate he's been the National Partnership Manager as part of the management team. And I think you all three will agree that we've done a pretty good job here on this partnership, that it's been a very successful partnership. And we're going to do a lot more, right? We're going to do a lot more because this is really important. So I want to say thank you. But, you know, it is, unfortunately, tower climbing does remain the most hazardous industry or maybe the most dangerous job in America. And obviously, as I mentioned before, a lot of these are just failures, you know, the failure to tie off properly or have safe anchor points to tie off. And I was looking, they gave you some statistics here. And unfortunately, tower erection and climbers ranks number one as the most dangerous job by fatality rate in 2006, which is the most recent data we have. The death rate per 100,000 employees is 183.6. And we had in 06 we had 18 deaths. So you can see that the fatality rate is the highest. The next highest, you're at 183.6. The next highest fatality rate is fisheries. And their rate is 141.7. And then it drops down to 87.8. So we have some more work to do. Because we want to get your industry out of the top 10. That is my personal goal, and I know it's this gentleman's personal goal, and I know it's your association's personal goal. And so we need to make more of this. One of the things that we've done one thing we've been really good at is developing the line of communications, and that's really what is important. Well, what we're going to have to do is for us to move that number down, to reduce your injuries and illness rates, and bring all that down. We're going to have to work together, continue to work together, but it also means that it has to have a commitment from every business owner, every manager, every CEO, every supervisor. Because to tell you the truth, I see a lot of companies. I deal even a lot of Fortune 100 companies. I deal with them. I deal with a lot of different. I deal with them from the Fortune 100 to the mom and pop. And I find it very interesting. I can go to some Fortune 100 companies and say, how is your safety program? And they're going to say, oh, we have a wonderful safety program. Let me pull out here the 10 4-inch binders that we have on safety policies for the company. Look at that. There they are right there. We have a great safety policy and a great safety program. And then I asked them, I said, well, if that's the case, how come your lost time injury and illness rate is above the industry average? And you know, they don't have an answer for that. They start scratching their head. But I think you're going to see more and more of this occurring because, or you're going to see more and more of the top companies recognizing that safety and health is important. It was very interesting. We've been talking about making a business case for safety and health for years now. Matter of fact, if you go on the OSHA website, and I hope everyone here has gone on the OSHA website. If you have not utilized and looked at the OSHA website, you're missing a great resource for your organization, for your business. But on that website, if you go on the www.osha.gov, so it's a real simple one. If you go on the OSHA website, and at the very top, there's the alphabet. And if you click on M for making a business case for safety, you will see all the data, all the case studies, all the facts and information that you need demonstrate how safety and health can help you meet your bottom line, how it can help improve your bottom line, how companies have saved thousands and millions of dollars on safety and health. And matter of fact, we just added something that I think is really going to be is going to be interesting. We put a safety pay fee tool as part of our business assistance program. Safety pay fee. You can go on there, and you can put in, you can click on the safety pay fee tool, and it if you can put in the cost of one of your injuries. And then you list it. It also asks you for then what is your normal probability rate? What percentage of your thing's probability for you? Mm-hmm. If you don't have one, if you don't have a thing, it'll default to 3%. And then you just push click, and it will show you how much that particular injury, or if you just put in your total workers' comp cost for the year, and you put it in, and you push the button, it will show you how much sales you have to do to make up for that one injury or for that. And it is amazing because it factors in a number of different things. And we've been working on this for a while. We just put it up in January on the website. But it will show you that. It will give you hard figures to be able to demonstrate. This is why we're having. So we have this, and we also, as I say, the Making for Business case, we actually have a small business assistance web part for on our website also. Because I know a lot of you are small businessmen and women. And if you go on there, it will help you. It will help you identify what are the standards that you need to be compliant with. And you can click on it. And then in that, it will give you the best, it will give you model policies. It will give you best practices. It will give you model training programs that you can download to your, and use. Training, free training. All this is free. It will list the guidance documents that we put together that give information on how to be safer in those particular things. So there's all these series of things there that are on that website that you can access that will help your company be a safer company, have a better safety program, and will in the long run save you a lot of money, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So that's why it's very important if you have a chance to look at that, to see, to be able to look up that. And part of these things, and the nice thing is, and we're doing this with Nate on our partnership website, the OSHA Nate partnership website. We're tied in. We're on your website. You're linked to ours, and we're linked to yours, so that you can get that information. And the stuff we develop or put on your website, your association's website. Because put it on our website would take an Oscar Congress half the time. But it's there. And the nice thing is, last year we had 1 billion hits on our OSHA website. 1 billion hits. So we have a lot of people looking at this thing. And we probably have some people that are in your industry that are not members of NATE. And maybe they're going on there and they see what NATE has done for putting these different safety programs that we've had together, that we've worked together on. Maybe they'll realize that, first of all, they may not even know about your organization, but now they will. And now they'll see that you're actively involved in how, and the nice thing is what it does for us is it shows to those people in your industry that we're partnering together, that OSHA must be okay to work with. And so, that's why I'm excited about that, and I'm hoping, look forward to even expanding the partnership down the road, and continue to do whatever we need to do. I've not seen it yet, but hopefully I'll have a few minutes to go by. We have our booth here, don't we? Good. We have our OSHA informational booth at the exhibition hall. We have people there. We have. Our experts are here to help you answer your questions. We don't ask you to fill out a questionnaire. And we don't do that. No, we don't photograph them or fingerprint them or anything else like that. No, we're all right. We're not doing that this time. Oh, I never do that. But there's all that information that's there, and there's a lot of, we've all the guidance documents and stuff that's applicable to you that can be helpful to you. Once again, all this stuff is free. Go ahead and look at it. Take it home with you. That's what we're here to do. We're here not only to help you be safer, that's our job, that's our mission. Reduce injuries, illness, and fatalities, that's our mission. But the nice thing is, we can also, as a side set of what we do, we can help you be successful. And there's nothing wrong with being safe and successful. I would assume that you all would agree on that. And that's what so we have the information there available to help you on it. So please go in there and look at that. We also, for you that are small and medium-sized employers, we have a program called our on-site consultation. Once again, a free service. Notice kind of a theme going through here, free. On-site consultation. If you're a small or medium-sized employer, and you've not taken advantage of this, you really need to. You're missing out. Because what this is money, and we're not, this is, we provide, OSHA provides money to the state departments of labor. And they provide on-site consultation. What you do is you call them and ask them, or you can call the OSHA office and ask where the on-site consultation is. Get the phone number for them. But you can request, and what they have is a safety and health professional will come out to your work site, to your business, to look at your safety program, to look and do a hazard assessment of the hazards associated with your particular company or business. And then also will help you identify ways of correcting those things. And it's all free. So why wouldn't you do that? Last year, we did almost, I think it was about 35,000 on-site consultations around the country. So you get a free consultant to come in there and help you improve your safety program. We also have for the small and medium-sized employers a program called SHARP. SHARP is our recognition program for small businesses. And that is a great program because it allows us, we have a, what we do is help for those companies that have are their lost-time injury illness ratio are at their industry average or below, and they're a small company, then they can get into this program, and it is a recognition program, and OSHA comes in, and once again, this is separate from our enforcement action. This is our compliance assistance portion of the stuff that will come in, they will come to help you to get your work site to continue to improve it, that we can recognize you for having a work site that is beyond what OSHA requires. And that's why we have these recognition programs. The SHARP program is one of these other small business recognition programs. We also have what we call OSHA Challenge. For those companies that would like to get into our voluntary protection program, which is our best of the best, our top recognition program. But it's not there yet. Don't have the safety program already in place. They don't have everything they need to be able to have to make the requirements of the SHARP program, the DPP program, because it is a very difficult program. But, and you say, well, Ed, why should I worry about getting into that? It's difficult. I got enough things to do in my life here. I got a business to run. We got a thing. So, well, I can tell you about the DPP program. The companies, the facilities that are in DPP, their lost time injury and illness rates, on average, are 53% below their industry average. So the question becomes to you is, are your lost time injury and illness rates 50% or more below your industry average? And if they're not, then we got to say, what do we got to do to get there? And the way we get there is our OSHA challenge. And what we have is a challenge administrator that's assigned to you. And this is a non-government employee who will come and help you. Once again, it's a three-step process. The challenge program is identified as a three-step process as we move that individual facility up to get the DPP. Improving them, helping them improve their safety and health, and they have a company, usually a the administrator the administrator is that helps us on that, helps that particular company that's tied with that company, paired with that company. They help work together as they develop and help them improve so that eventually when they get to the third step and through the third step, they're ready to get into the DPP. And so you know, once again, the whole idea here is the challenge administrator is like to help that company work with that company, and once again, this is all free.